today's episode will be on people pleasing, which is a big deal in the gay community, dealing with heterosexuals and the effect that it can have on the community. Some focus areas: what happens when people pleasing children grow up? That's one. And also stopping the pattern of people pleasing. A need for external validation tends to be learned early in our lives, often when unrealistic expectations and the need to be perfect outweighed any authenticity or emotional connection. Growing up in this type of environment conditions a child to become hyper-observant in learning micro-behaviors and assessing for the slightest differences in expression or nuances in their parents' approval or disapproval. These micro-behaviors become the gauge for how people-pleasing is learned. Adults with a history of people-pleasing behavior tend to be more vulnerable to being manipulated in abusive relationships. Many have wrongly learned that to feel valid and worthy, they must be seen as perfect or must put everyone else before their own needs. And in the end, they wind up victimizing themselves. Instead of showing anger for feeling manipulated or taking advantage of, many people pleasers turn their anger and resentment inward at themselves. Many who identify being stuck in a pattern of seeking external validation also struggle with depression, fears of abandonment, and a fawning response, which may include the use of flattery, being overly helpful or accommodating, and have a lack of personal boundaries. Stopping a pattern of seeking external validation can be challenging, often because it's deeply ingrained and because those who have histories of people-pleasing struggle with seeing their value and worth outside of others' opinions. Suggestions include increasing your sense of self-discovery and learning who you are outside of others. Recognize when you are turning to others for advice, approval, or out of habit. Become more in tune with the motivations behind people-pleasing behavior and whether it's based on a low sense of self-worth, a fear of rejection, or an inability to trust yourself in making healthy choices. Seek out a therapist who can support you in unpacking your needs and who can facilitate your empowerment through self-discovery. I would like to thank psychologist Annie Tanasugarn, I think that's how you pronounce her name, for this article on people-pleasing. But I also came across some people in their comments that I would like to read. Let me just pull it up. Okay, one comment from Tall Girl For You. She says, "You gotta realize life goes on whether you're liked or not. You're not going to die if someone doesn't like you, and it's impossible to be liked for every single person. Worrying about it doesn't change anything." Another commenter, their name is NAPG246, not a real name, but their comment is, I just realized that I shouldn't have to sacrifice my own happiness or well-being to please other people, especially when the people I was trying to please are the kind of people who will never be happy or content with themselves. Another one is A Little Traveler, is her name. She wrote, I was a people pleaser my whole life. I knew that's not really me. And I secretly hated how dependent I was on someone else's validation. Then I went through many things, and slowly over the years, I've changed this mindset and realized I need to be more of herself, gain more confidence, became cold and less saying yes to everything. Okay, that's what she means. She stopped caring because she genuinely... I stopped caring because I genuinely never cared about any of the people. Just was afraid what they might think of me if I appear cold. Now I don't care if I'm liked or not. I'm not mean or anything, just very indifferent. But if I like someone, I like them for real. People pleasing never got me any friends anyway. Even if I acted nice, I had no one to talk to when in need. So what's so good about that? You have to put yourself as a priority, no one else, because they don't care about you anyway. So that's what she wrote. And let me see. Another one here wrote, you might not like my answer, but I reached my limit. I had plenty of patience and was a positive person. However, one day I exploded. I grew exhausted, frustrated, and overwhelmed. I wanted to disappear and never talk to those people again, so I did that. It was convenient because I did things to appeal to them, but they didn't like me or wanted me or wanted to be my friend. It hurt, not gonna lie, but it hurt more to pretend I didn't know this, so she let it go. Okay. So, where are we at on this show? Let me just see here. Give me one moment. As for me, I would fall on the opposite side of people pleasing. I'm more of a witness to seeing people dealing with it. I don't quite understand it all the time. So certain things about it I get, but I just view it as it's not worth being unhappy within yourself. More people who speak their mind tend to be happier people, less depression in their lives, more clear-headed, because they're actually being honest with those who may dislike them for whatever reasons. And people pleasing just never, in my opinion, it never ends well. It never ends well for the one who's doing all of the pleasing. Let me put it that way. Yes, it works in the favor of those who's constantly getting what they want from someone, or abusing someone, or taking advantage of someone, manipulating someone. They're the ones having all of the fun. But the one who's on the end of the stick of constantly being a pleaser, giving, their lives is you're usually the miserable one. So for anyone who's dealing with caring way too much about what other people think, you know, this show is for you. Again, this show is about being of service to the LGBTQ community, gay people, the rainbow family. It's not about me. I'm going to be more focused on topics that I see people being challenged with, having issues with. But I just wanted to put my little bit in it in regards to myself. Also, please go out and support my ebook, Tongue Love. You can find me on TikTok, Tongue Love Book, and also Instagram, Tongue Love Book, the same name. Or you can go directly to the website, tonguelove.gumroad.com /I/HUXOOB. That's how they have it on here, so that's how I'm reading it. You might be able to just go to the search engine, Yahoo, Google search link, and type in Tongue Love Book Gumroad, and it should be able to come up. And that's the end of the show.